For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. With a billionaire and a multimillionaire both in the contest, the race for Illinois governor won't be cheap. In fact, many experts in Springfield say the 2018 race for governor likely will be the most expensive in state history. The 2014 race cost over $110 million, and the candidates in the 2018 race have already raised $100 million. Money is already an issue as a Democratic candidate dropped out of the race because he said he couldn't keep up with the fundraising, and Democrat Dan Bittman says Illinois voters are facing an auction, not an election. Also, Jeanne Ives isn't worried about not having nearly as much money as Governor Bruce Rauner. Ives last week told a Southern Illinois radio station that she is considering a bid to challenge Rauner in the Republican primary. The governor has almost $70 million in his campaign account. Ives has just $8,500. Ives says Republican and conservative voters are furious with the governor for his support of a law that will have taxpayers paying for abortions. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
This is Illinois Radio Network. In Springfield, I'm Greg Bishop. Governor Bruce Rauner announced in a new campaign ad released this morning that he is running again. Narrating the two-minute online video, Rauner said he's accomplished a lot for education and criminal justice, but said there's still some big things that remain unfinished.
Illinois still needs property tax relief, real term limits, and a budget that won't bankrupt or break us.
Rauner's recent approval of taxpayer-funded abortions and the so-called sanctuary state legislation did upset many of his Republican base, so much so that there have been calls for someone to primary him. Republican State Central Committeeman Fred Florith said, whatever happens at the primary should stay at the primary.
That's where it should be settled. But an independent candidate, which I've heard the idea of that floated around, again, that's just going to ensure the election of the Democrat.
The primary is March next year. I'm Greg Bishop.